This goes to Dr. Q-U-E-R-E-S-H-I, fax 989-629-8145, regarding Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N, Jones, date of birth June 8th of 1987. Dear Dr. Quercy, this is a telemedicine follow-up, a visit for Mr. Jones with nephrotic syndrome, gross proteinuria, morbid obesity, hypertension, diabetes. The nephrotic syndrome was was sensitive to steroids in the past. However, he had a severe allergic reaction to ACHTAR, so was unable to tolerate that. He has lost 22 pounds over the last 6 months, and his last visit was August 31st of 2021. His Lasix, though, was recently decreased from 40 milligram daily to 20 milligram daily. And since that has been done, he's having worsening edema of the lower extremities. They are tight, hard, and slightly painful now. He has not had any hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear. No current foaminess, blood, or cloudiness. He does have the increased edema of the lower extremities, but no open sores, no weeping, no redness. He does have sleep apnea and uses his CPAP consistently at night. He does not use or require oxygen. No chest pain or palpitations. He is short of breath with exertion, but none at rest. And no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. He's also on the Losartan, 50 milligram daily. And he's on insulin, regular, and Basaglar, metformin also, and his other routine medications. Physical exam, the only vital sign the patient could get for us today was his weight, 371.5. As I said, a 20-pound decrease over the last 6 months. And labs, most recent lab studies were done January 3rd of 2022. He's going to get more labs done next week. Creatinine was improved at 0.8, previous two levels 0.9 and 1.0, albumin 3.2, which is chronically low, 9.1 calcium, sodium 135, potassium is 4.3, carbon dioxide 29, phosphorus 3.6, hemoglobin is 13.6 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, nephrotic syndrome with prior steroid responsiveness and preserved kidney function. 2, morbid obesity. 3, type 2 diabetes. 4, obstructive sleep apnea on treatment. 5, lymphedema of the lower extremities. We're going to increase the patient's Lasix from 20 milligram daily back to 40 milligram daily. That was his previous dose, very well tolerated, and he needs the additional Lasix to help keep the fluid off his legs. He'll follow a strict low-salt diet, and he'll restrict intake of fluids. He'll continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.